All right. So yesterday, stocks finally snapped a three-day losing streak. But then this morning, the November jobs report was released and everyone has been waiting for it all week. So how are the markets reacting? And also, how does this affect our position? So welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Morgan. Today is Friday, December 8th. And in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And boy, Mark, I mean, there's just a lot going on. Let me see. Here we go. The S&P today up after the jobs report.
Yes, and there was a little bit of a mixed reaction, Marcus, to that report. We know that it's been about jobs all week long, and today was the biggie.
Right, and so here's a five-minute chart of the E-mini S&P. And I mean, as you said, it was really interesting because at first, it seems that we were moving lower, then a little bit higher, kind of unchanged, not knowing what to do, and then going into the open, finally up, up and away.
Yeah, and if you look at exactly what took place, what those numbers were, we see that we had average hourly earnings ticking up, which isn't necessarily what the Fed wants to see. Non-farm employment numbers coming in a little bit higher than expected, signaling a strong economy potentially. And then you have that unemployment rate ticking down to 3.7%. And I mentioned yesterday that the unemployment rate is really, I can't remember the freight for nostalgia. I don't remember what I said. But my point is, the average hourly earnings and the employment change is really what investors are looking at, because this is where the Fed is keeping a close eye on earnings, and investors are wondering, do we have a strong jobs market or not? Right now, this type of data with inflation coming down really supports this soft landing that everybody's been talking about.
I think that's it. And especially going into the opening right after the report that the markets didn't know what to do. But I think because then 30 minutes after the markets were open, we had the University of Michigan consumer sentiment coming in and the inflation expectations. And this means consumers are still ready to spend and inflation expectations moved much lower than previously to 3.1%.
Yeah, so this was the expectations and sentiment in December were at the highest levels since July. People think inflation is coming down, but then that sentiment's high.
Yeah, and I mean, as you said, the surprise this morning was the average hourly earnings, because this could mean, okay, a strong jobs market and possibly that inflation is still going on. But this is where I looked into this, found this article here on CNBC, where I really thought this is nicely showing it, because that is the year-over-year wage increases, and we see that they are just on a downward trajectory. So year-over-year, it was only 4%, I believe, and this is good news, as we can see. Sure.
Yeah, no, that chart really says it all there.
Yeah, and I think that's the important one. So this were also this morning, I mean, if you look at a five-minute chart, and at first, I mean, look at this, interest rates were spiking. Super interesting right now that even though the markets are higher, interest rates are also marching higher.
That is interesting, because normally we'd see the opposite take place, but not the case here. And we'll see who wins this one. The 5-year and 10-year yields are exactly the same right now. We have talked about it before. In a normal situation, you don't have that inverted yield curve where shorter maturity yields are actually better than longer dated securities. And so here, the 5 and 10 are smack dab the same.
Yeah. So let's see what traders are thinking, what Fed funds traders are factoring in here in terms of the probabilities of what's happening. Ooh, this is interesting. I just quickly glanced at it, but we do see a change from yesterday. Because yesterday, we talked about it. I mean, today's jobs report will change the probabilities. Until yesterday, it seemed that traders were factoring in that the Fed might lower interest rates in March. Now it's gone back to it might be May. And I mean, we talked about it, Mark. Our opinion is it will be in the second half of the year. I think everybody is overly optimistic here.
Exactly. I really didn't think that a cut in March was realistic unless there was a big concern taking place right now. The data doesn't show it. We have one viewer that even said, hey, I don't even think the Fed's going to cut in 2024. And who knows? I mean, it's going to be data driven. That's what the Fed has always said. And we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah. All right. So interesting. Markets up. Let's just switch to the S&P 500 right now. Yeah, but also a little bit diddling along, and it will be an interesting week. We will see where we end up the week. It seems that so far for the week, let's see, we are just barely ahead for the S&P 500. Yep. We are slightly down 0.13% for the Dow, and the NASDAQ, I mean, if this holds up 0.5% so far for the week, seems that the NASDAQ could have its sixth winning week in a row.
It looks like it. NASDAQ definitely has the best chance there. S&P, it's going to be close.
It will be super close. All right, so this is what was going on with jobs. Now, some individual news. Google, did you see Google yesterday? I mean, Google made a big jump yesterday, pulling back a little bit today. But look at this huge jump with a gap.
Yeah, you know... that had to do with their introduction of, was it the AI platform?
The Gemini. So that's a new language model that they are now incorporating into BART, which is that their ChatGPT version. And this is where it seems that Gemini AI is really powerful. There's different versions of this. And the ones that are really super powerful are coming next year. But they rolled it out yesterday, and this is where some people tested it, said it is as good as ChatGPT, because Google was trailing a little bit here with ChatGPT. Sure. I tested it. I haven't found this to be true, but it seems that there's some excitement about it, that Google can maybe finally catch up a little bit, because they have been lagging. I mean, the whole AI race, they have been lagging.
Yeah, I mean, we saw that early on when we were talking about Google positions, and when Microsoft first made that investment in ChatGPT, it looked like Google was really left in the dust initially.
Yeah, this, if you look back, so a year ago in December, when OpenAI announced ChatGPT and Microsoft announced their investment there, Google went down. Then finally came up, but right now we also see Google a little bit struggling here, catching up to the AI, a little bit slower than you would expect from Google. Because Google is typically, okay, roll it out and fail fast and learn from it. That is their philosophy. Sure. All right, but more AI news. AMD, yesterday also, massive day. Look at this, even a follow through today. I mean, what a jump yesterday. I think it was... was it up like 8% or 10%?
Yeah.
9.89%. Yeah. So almost 10% yesterday.
Yeah. Big move for AMD, and AMD trying to put a dent in NVIDIA's capitalization on AI there, announcing.
I think this is super interesting because... yeah, let these guys race for it. And I mean, as a consumer, we can only benefit from it. It's always good to have options here, right? In the same way as at some point, Apple started with their chip development, and so that there's no really one market domination. And definitely yesterday, AMD up, follow through today. So up almost 10% from a couple of days ago.
Yeah, their chip said that it can outperform a comparable NVIDIA product by up to 60% for same AI workloads, and investors liking that.
We shall see. Well, we've got to talk about crude oil, especially since we have a few positions. Crude oil yesterday closing below 70 again. Today a little bit of a rebound, But I mean, that's quite a slide that we see here for crude oil. I mean, there we go. I mean, that's down 28% from where we were in October.
Yeah, big slide from the highs there in September or early October. There is some support around 67. Part of this is supply, also potential weakness in China and demand there. We'll see where it ends up. But I'm liking this support around that 67, 50, 70 level. And the dip has helped us consider some oil and gas plays. So I like that it does create some opportunity for us.
Yeah. So before we show you our positions and what we are doing right now, just need to move over to the holiday calendar because it's so much fun. And so what is today, the 8th? Today, after you had your amazing recipe yesterday, I decided I need to start baking too. So baking cookies with Marcus. And if you would like to see the video, here it is. Here is where and how it starts. So let me just see if you can play the first few minutes.
All right, so I ask you to share your favorite recipe.
So there we are. And I saw that you also love your KitchenAid. So there's this. If you want to be part of this holiday calendar, just go to rockwelltrading.com/holiday. You can sign up there and it's lots of fun. I mean, we have done a lot of cool stuff where we are sharing the holiday decorations, where we actually share our favorite Christmas movie. I gave away the Wheel Options Trading Strategy audiobook. So every day there's another surprise and there's lots and lots of great interaction that we are seeing here in this group where we have the 25 days of Christmas. Here it is. Look at this. It's just great what everybody's sharing and participating
here. It's awesome.
So hope that you can join us. All right.
And a little spoiler alert. Marcus's recipe is probably a little bit better than mine. The end result, though, questionable.
Agreed. All right. With that said, let's take a look at our position. CSIQ. I mean, interesting right now, pulling back a little bit, still up 0.36%, but it was earlier scratching the 23 mark. But it seems that already there it has found some resistance previously. So we'll see if it can break through 23 and then march higher. Otherwise, if we are breaking back down, we're looking at a rescue mission, possibly flying it at 20.
Yep, that's the plan. Interesting. First Solar had an upgrade by Morgan Stanley, popped early today, but pulled back a little bit. But I like that we're starting to see some traction in solar and interest. And I would like to do a rescue before it really takes off.
Yeah. So we shall see. Talking about taking off, here we go. So today, NEE a little bit down, still following very nicely our trend line here. But come on, we gotta break through. Let me actually put three arrows in there so that NEE knows what to do. Go through the 62 level. That's what we need you to do. And how about you do it next week?
That sounds like a good plan there.
Yeah,
I'll take that. And you know, we're kind of seeing an inverse move between the yields and NEE. So yields coming down a little bit, I think it's just going to make NEE more attractive because it is an income play.
Yeah, I mean, with 3.11% dividend yield, definitely a dividend aristocrat.
Yep.
Oxy. So let's see. I sold the 57 put, and we talked about it yesterday. I mean, Oxy, stay where you are. I do want to get assigned, and then hopefully on Monday we'll see a pop so that I can sell calls against my existing position. But Oxy, stay right there. Do not move above 57 into the close. Stay there, even though crude oil is up today. Seems that Oxy up 0.5%, but for crude oil being up 2%, seems that Oxy wants to hang out there.
It's going to be close, Marcus. It's going to be close. Same with my Exxon.
Yeah, let's take a look at your Exxon position. So Exxon, you sold the 100 strike. And yep. Right now we are trading, the 100 strike. and we are trading at 99.21. So it will be the same for you. It will be kind of a nail biter. And for us, the nail biter is always, we want to get a sign. So this is what we are looking for. No other traders trade differently, and they are afraid of getting assigned. We welcome getting assigned. I especially also hear a really, really nice dividend yield of 3.83. So, I mean,
sure.
Yeah. So it'll come down to the wire for these two, it seems.
It's going to be close.
PNC, little buddy here. I mean, seems that right now we are finding some resistance right around the 142 level this morning. Moved as high as 141.54, but then pulling back a little bit, but still up 0.4% for the day. How's your roll going? Is it happening or not?
You know, I might get called away, Marcus. I might get called away.
And you're okay with it?
I'm okay with it. Yeah, I wouldn't have sold the 136 calls if I wasn't okay with it.
Yeah.
I put in an order to try and get a 95 cent credit on a roll, which isn't necessarily my plan, but it gives me at least 30% annualized on that roll, which is what I'd like for calls. Typically on a roll, I like 60%. So technically, that's not according to plan. And that's the line in the sand. So if I get that credit, great. If not, another open position I could put to work and look for other opportunities. So that's my decision on PNC, and the market will have to decide that for me.
Yeah. So I sold the 143 call. It seems that this expires worthless today since we are trading at 140.31 right now. So I'm not doing anything with this one. You have an order in the market for a possible roll. I will let this one expire. If we do rally past 143, I'll take a look at a possible roll, but I'm also really okay getting called away. We have been in this trade since March 7th, so it has been a while. So this is what, like 8 months? It's time to move on here. But I mean, giving us some nice premium here. So as long as the markets want to give us premium, we're taking it.
Exactly.
All right. And then last but not least, UPS. Also, this morning, moving higher, but finding a resistance right where we said it would at 157.50. No surprise there. I haven't sold calls. Okay, in hindsight, should have, but I want to ride it up to 160, 162.50. That's what I'm looking for, hopefully selling calls against this level. You're looking to sell calls at the 165 level, so I want to join you here at least a part of the ride, and this is why I decided this week to skip the 157.50 and go for the 160 or 162. And when I checked earlier, there wasn't enough for next week. If you look at this, so for UPS, and so the 160 only gives me 19% annualized. I'm looking for 30% annualized. The 162.50 only 7%. So UPS needs to move a little bit higher here before I will make a move.
Sounds good. Yeah, this pause is to be expected, but we're not that far off from where I want to sell calls. I mean, it's down about 5%. This range and this pause, totally acceptable. Now let's just break through to the upside.
Yeah. All right. Let's see what's happening in the markets. What is the S&P doing? And we are, it seems, pulling back. So a little bit lackluster. And what do you think? Where will we finish the week in the S&P? Because right now we're just right around trading around the flat line. Will it be a winning week for the S&P or a losing week?
I think it's going to be a winning week.
All right. I'm taking the under. I'm taking a losing week. So I think that today we'll move a little bit lower. I mean, just if you look here at the daily chart, I think the stake zone will pull the S&P down a little bit. At some point, I might have to remove it so that we stay up there because everybody wants to be up there. But you see, if you just look at this, we see this range that it has been building here, right? And so this is kind of the range, and I kind of feel that we will fall either towards the middle of the range or the lower end of the range here. That's what I believe could possibly happen, and this is why I think that it might be a losing week, that we're pulling a little bit further back here.
Well, I'm not betting a box of steaks on the outcome of this week because I truly think it's a toss-up. In fact, my initial thought was, hey, we might pull back a little bit. And many times when you start to think, the opposite happens. So that's why flip a coin on this one.
How about some cookies?
Yeah, I'll bet some cookies.
Yeah, right. I mean, we might bet some cookies here. Okay. Anyhow, so this is what's happening. It was an interesting week, kind of uneventful. And today should have been the grande finale. And it's kind of like a because if we just look back over the whole week to see what's happening here. So today is Friday. So yesterday, Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Monday. We see we opened the week right here. So last week we closed there. That's the line that we are looking for, whether we will be positive or negative. But overall, a pretty uneventful week, even though we had lots of data coming out.
Yeah, interesting. And look at that, WTF. We had a couple of WTFs this week.
Right. So we'll see how these turn out. We'll talk about them on Monday. And if you enjoyed today's show, give us a like. We really appreciate it. If you really feel that others might benefit from what we are doing here, feel free to share. There's a share button right underneath. If this is your first time here, hope that you enjoyed it. Click on subscribe, hit the little notification bell. This way, get notified whenever we go live. And enjoy your weekend. We will be back here on Monday. Until then, as I said, have a great weekend.
Happy trading, everybody.